Okay, so we're on Daf Mem tonight. If you recall, let's go back to the Mishnah on Lamed Ted Amud Aleph. Okay, there's yesterday's Daf, you had a Mishnah. I just want to go over the Mishnah briefly. So the Mishnah is comparing. We know that there are two women that get this knas of 50 shekalim, and that's the onus and the mafat. That's the whole parak has been talking about this. You have the rapist and the woman who has been seduced. So the Mishnah talks about distinctions between the onus. It's really ones, but I'm going to say onus between the onus and the mafates. Let's go over the Mishnah briefly. Anyway, so the first part of the Mishnah, he talks about the elements of damage and the mafate. There's three elements of damage. The onus is four elements. The mafate has boshet, pagam, and kanas, and then the onus also gives tsarim. Okay, that's one difference. Then in the middle of the Mishnah, the Tana says, Ha'onas notein miyad. The rapist gives the 50 shekalim up front in the middle of the Mishnah. Mafata means, and the Gemara ends up explaining that if he doesn't marry her, then he gives the knas. If he marries her, he doesn't pay the knas. But here's the part I want to focus on. Ha'onas shoteba atzito. The onus, the rapist, drinks from his own pot, which we'll explain in a minute, or the Mishnah explains. But mafata, the seducer, ratzalo Mafate, it sounds like if he doesn't want to marry her, he doesn't have to marry her. That in other words, the mafate, if in other words if he chooses, he can marry her, but if he doesn't, then he pays the knas. Now, ketzad shoteba atzito, how is it the onus drinks from his own pot? Afilu hi chigeret, afilu hi sumam. Even if the woman that he raped is lame, even if she's blind. She's got this terrible, illness, like boils, whatever. So that's the woman he's got to marry. That's his atzis. And you drink from the like you made the bed, now you got to sleep in it, so to speak. Erva. But if during the course of the marriage she commits adultery, or she's a woman, it's not ruled. Let's say she's mamzeret. So there's an isur for me to marry her. He can't keep her as a wife. It'll be his wife, has to be appropriate for him. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Okay, turn to Lamed Ted Amud Beis. What say again? What? I'm sorry, what? Yeah, I don't need. Say again, what? Yeah, didn't we discuss the Eilani before? Didn't the Gemara say that I think with an Eilani, then the person has no knas with the Eilanit, and then do we say that he has a thief to marry an Eilanit? I'm not sure. I have to double check. There's no knas with the Eilanit. I don't remember that. Okay. Yeah. Well, she's not really to have kids. Not really to have kids. Here's talking about not really like means like that. It's an easier for me to be married to her. So I need to look for sure. Okay. All right, let's see further in the Gemara. On Lamed Ted Amud Beis, a few lines from the bottom. Okay, page 78, a few lines from the bottom. So two lines from the bottom. So onas shoteba atzito. We said the rapist, he drinks from his own, like, pot. It means like his own cup. Meaning, we discussed already that if she's lame or whatever, then he's still got to marry her. But if she's a psuchal, then not. Nah. So Amali Rabba Miparzikai Ravashi, Mikhtar, Migmar Gmiri Mehadade. Now, this was one of the distinctions between the onus and the mafata. The onus has got to marry her, the mafata not. So he says, Mikhtar Migmar Gmiri Mehadade. Like we learn one from another. In other words, we learned that there's a Gzeir Shava, we did this on Shabbat, that says a Sherlo Arasa. It says by the onus, and it says the Sherlo Arasa by the mafata. So we're learning dinim one from another. Remember, we learned the Chamishim Shekel Kesef. We learn one from another. In other words, by the onus, it says chamishim kesef, and then by the mafata, it says, it says kesef yishkol kamor habetulot. So yishkol, which Chazal tells you means shkalim, like mor habetulot. So where else there was a different limud the Gemara had, that kufa, that kamor habetulot. Anyway, we learn one from another. He says, minmar gmiri mehadade, laham ulten nami ligmaru mehadade. So why don't we learn this as well, that the mafata also has to marry her against his will. And it was, as long as we're learning one from another, let's go for the whole shebang. And let's say the mafata should also be obligated, if he seduced a woman who is a chiger or a suma, then he should also have to offer to marry her. So Amar Kra, Mahor Yimarena Lo Yisha, Lo Midaito. So it says by the mafata that he should, Mahor Yimarena Lo Yisha, that he should marry her. Lo midaito. The Gemara says, lo implies with his consent, with his consent. So in other words, basically the Gemara is saying the Pasuk overrides the Gzera Shava. This is all of Ritzon Hashem, but the Pasuk is saying Mefurash that he doesn't have to necessarily marry her, but then he has to pay the Knas. Okay, let me just do it to the Mishnah, then we'll pause and we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay. So how does he drink from his own pot? And we discussed this several times. In other words, so if she's undesirable, he still has to marry her. But if she's psuli kahal, then they're not. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Kahana, Amrit l'shmaita kamid Rav Zvi v'neher doa. So Rav Kahana said, I made the following argument before Rav Zvi from neher doa. Neti esei v'nitchalota set. Let's say he raped a mamzeret. So there's an essay of, you know, I'm sorry to bother you, Yosef. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Chomish, yeah, thanks. Okay. Okay, so let's just wait. Post comments and questions in just 1 minute, okay? Thank you so much for the phone. Okay. So, okay, we're getting there. Second. Yeah. Okay, so page 1052 in the art scroll. So it says, he says, right. So the question is, it says, so there's an essay, Lo Tiyeh La'isha. There's an essay that says that he has to marry her. And then there's a lav, you know, that Lo Yavo Mamzer B'Kal Hashem. Let's say he raped a mamzeret. So there's an essay that he has to marry her. And there's a lav that the mamzer can't come B'Kal Hashem. So why don't I say that there's a general klal, essay doch lotase, right? So many people remember this, the Gemara Yibamo, the Gemara learned it from the parsha with tzitzis, with smuchim, right, with shanis with tzitzis. So let's see back in the Gemara. So why can't we say essay doch lotase, and he shouldn't marry her, even though she's mamzeret? Neti essay doch lotase. So Amarli, so he said to me, so this is Rav Zvid said to him, Heicha imrina neti essay doch lotase. When do we say that an essay is dochalotase, don mila b'tzarat? Like, mila b'tzarat is, let's say a person has a son and the son requires bris mila, but there's sarad on the orla. So the special lav in the Torah, it says, you know, hishamer b'negat sarad. So Chazal teaches us that a person is not allowed to cut off the tzarad. But the mitzvah in the Torah is the bris mila. So I have a mitzvah's essay and I have a lotase. So that would be an example where essay is dochalotase with mila b'tzarat. Now here, the article said there's another girsa which is brought down and the kesofrim and other rishonim. It should be another delo. Delo efshar, delo l'kiyum mila essay, meaning he absolutely is on, you know, it required to fulfill the essay. There's an imperative that the person fulfill the essay. Then essay will be dochalotase. Aval hacha, here with this woman, again, he raped the woman towards the Lotia the Isha, he amrd lo ba'ina mi'itales teklal. If she says, I don't want to marry you, is there an essay? In other words, she can say, I'm out of this. I don't, in other words, he has to offer to marry her, but if she doesn't want to marry him, and I can understand that, so then there is no essay. Let's just take a look at Rashi and let's be patient. So if you look at the Rashi, the third white line from the top, he says, mi'itales teklal. So Rashi learns that we would instruct this woman, in other words, let's say she's a mamzeret. Rashi says we would instruct her or try to encourage her to say, I don't want to go forward with this. So in other words, that we have the essay, you know, Lotia Leisha. We have the lav, Lo Yavo Mamzer B'Kal Hashem. So according to Rashi, we would encourage her to opt out. Now, the only problem is that according to Rashi, let's say she doesn't want to opt out. And according to Rashi, it sounds like in Akhidami, we would say, Esei dochalo tase. So the Arsu brought down a number of Rishonim, I think the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ran, they will understand this a little bit differently. When we say that, when the Gemara says, the Gemara is not saying that we have to instruct her to opt out. The Gemara is saying from the fact that she could opt out, that makes it a weaker essay. In other words, the fact that she could opt out, that's a weaker essay. So when we say essay dochalotase, it's like an unqualified essay. The essay, there's no way out of this essay. Like bris mila, there's no way out of the essay. That's going to push a low tase. But if I see the essay, sometimes, you know, people can opt out of the essay. That essay is not so strong, and it's not going to push away the low tase. That would be another way, another malach to understand the Gemara. You know, can you wait a second? can you move like 2 inches closer to the door? Because I want to see Meir. Okay, thank you. Wait, just one second, Let me just do a little bit. All right, let me just do a few lines and then we'll be in good shape. Okay. Now, all right. Now there's a question. There's a question that's brought down the Aladav. When we say essay dokalota, let's say one person has the essay and the other person has the lotasa. You know, would I say that essay is dokalotasa? So he tries to bring a proof here, and this is from Ramosha ibn Khabib, and he wrote Tosefet Yom Kippurim. He wrote a sefer Tosefet Yom Kippurim, and so he wants to bring a raya from our Gemara that even when, in other words, it's davar pashut essay dokalotas have the same person essay dokalotas. What if it's not in the same person? So he wants to bring a raya from our Gemara that in Achinami would still be an essay dokalotas. He wants to say over here the Gemara entertains the possibility. In other words, the Gemara before it undermined it. Let's say it would say essay dokalotas here. So vis-a-vis the woman, does she have an essay that he should marry her? No. But she has lotasa lo yavomam zirvikal Hashem. She's under that law. And notwithstanding that, the Gemara entertained, if I would say esse docha lotasa, so it would push away her lotasa as well, even though she's not subject to the essay. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, let's again. The man is subject to a Mrs. Essay. The man is subject to lotasa. The woman is not subject to an essay. She's only subject to lotasa, right? Look, he raped a mamzeret. So he has an essay and a lotasa. She just has a lotasa. And notwithstanding that, the Gemara entertained the possibility that if I would say essay lota lotasa, then we would say that she should marry him, even though she only has lotasa. So that's a raya he wants to bring, that I kind of essay docha lotasa, even when it's different people. But he says over here, though, he quotes, if you look, he says, the Haggadah Rabbi Kiva Eger. In other words, Rabbi Kiva Eger has hakout on the Sefer Tosefet Yom Kippurim. So he's mayor that according to Tosos Yishanim, there's no Rayim. He says that he wants to say is good for the Teretz of the Gemara. In other words, when the Gemara says his mitzvah essay is not Doka Lotasa because she has no mitzvah essay, and in other words, Rabbi Kiva Eger wants to say. This is a slightly different way of understanding it, that gufa is the answer to the Gemara. In other words, when the Gemara says that if she doesn't want to, she has to go for it, so I gave you two esberim. Kiva Eger wants to say she doesn't want to have to go for it, means she's not subject to the Mrs. Essay. So it could be that gufa is what the Gemara is saying, that there is no essay doka lotasa, so she has a lotasa, and she has no essay. That could be a different shot in what the Gemara is saying. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything I did so far? What's up? Lechora, I would think that he would not have a Mrs. Essay to marry her because that's good. I mean, it's just flipping over the facts a little bit, but I don't think he has that goof would be the same situation. Okay, all right, any other questions? Yeah, comes what's up?
We do have cases where you're not in the Mela. For example, the person is a leader, brother has passed away.
Right.
So it's not a situation similar to the situation.
No. Well, in other words, there it's impossibility of performance based on the facts. Here, even if the facts are the same, she always has the option of opting out. In other words, that's what the Gemara wants to say. It's like a weaker essay. Okay, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? She can never come to college, Jim. No, but it's true. In other words, you want to say she's not doing anything, but except that I would say that one is that by accepting the kiddushin, she's actively involved in the masah kiddushin. You know, in other words, accepting the kiddushin. It's a masa, that would be one thing. And then the other part would be that I have to think it over, but like It's true the Gemara says by Esther that she was like Karka Olam, but not every wife is like Karka Olam. You know what I mean? So, but in other words, you have to, you know, look more carefully. What is the law of Lo Yavo Mamzer B'Kal Hashem? Yeah. All right. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Everybody good? Okay, let's keep moving. Okay. So now we're on Memun Aleph in the Mishnah. Okay, Manitin, you tomish it to Arsim and a Garsha. Now, again, we don't understand this Mishnah. It sounds like that it's an orphan that went through Erusin and Gerushin, but the Gemara is going to explain, though we don't know this yet, that the Mishnah is really talking about two different cases. One is that the woman who's a Yatoma, or she's a woman who Nidarsa and Nidgarsha, and it's obviously a woman who's going to be raped or seduced. Yatomish Nidarsa and Nidgarsha, Reb Lazar Omer, Ha'onis Chayav Mufata Patur. We're talking about the Knas here. So Reb Lazar says, the onus, in other words, if he rapes a Yatoma, or he rapes a woman who went through Erusin and Gerushin, he's chayav to pay the onus, the knas. In other words, the issue is going to be the father's out of the picture. That's the issue. In other words, if she's a Yatoma, then obviously the father's out of the picture. And if she's Nidarsav and Garsha, so the father's also out of the picture. But Reb Lazar says the onus is chayav, and the mafata is patur. The mafata is exempt from, because since she consented and the father's out of the picture, there's no knas. Okay, we'll see. Now, let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara, right, correct. Okay, now Gemara. I'm a Rabbi Bar Bachan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Amara. So Rabbi Bar Bachan says in Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Lazar in our Mishnah, the Tan Rabbi Lazar, who's Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua, was following the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, his Rabbi. And if you look at the Rashi's around 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud, 6 lines above the next Mishnah, it says, Reb Lazar, who Reb Lazar ben Shemua, and this is a general klal. When it says Reb Lazar in the Mishnah, it's talking about Reb Lazar ben Shemua. When it says Reb Lazar in the Gemara, it's Reb Lazar ben Padat. So Reb Lazar, who Reb Lazar ben Shemua, but Tamidosh Rabbi Akiva, yeah, he was a Tamid Rabbi Akiva. Dimrinu b'yibam b'val yivimto, v'hayah olam shamem, the whole world was desolate. This is the sugya that talks about like Ba'omer. That remember, all the Tamidim of Rabbi Akiva died b'Pesach b'Yadatzeret, and they all died b'Askura. And Bahiyahu Shamaim until Rabbi Akiva came and taught Torah to 5 Talmidim. This is Achbar Akiva Eitzel Rabbi Tinish of the Rome, Mishnah Lehem, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua. So Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua, you know, and then the Gemara says, Heim Hamidu Divrei Torah. They were able to reestablish the Torah. And it was like you know, Lahavdil, and it's like the Holocaust, you know, like all the Talmidim died and then. You know, like the Shevir Saplita came here and other places and were able to, you know, reestablish Torah as best they could. Okay? He was one of the 5 students. So back in the Gemara, so Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Lazar, B'shita, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Amara, the Amar, Yishla Knasu, Knas La'atzma. So if you remember in the Mishnah we did on Shabbat, so the Mishnah spoke about if you had a girl who was Nidarsa of Nidgarsha, that she went through Erusin and then was divorced, and then she's raped. So Rabbi Yosef says she has no knas. Rabbi Akiva says she has knas, but now she gets a knas. In other words, the father's rights vis-a-vis the knas are terminated. That's the way Rabbi Akiva holds it. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Lazar was following the shita of Rabbi Akiva, his Rebbe. He says, the Amar Yeshla Knas of Knas Latzma. So Miboy, how do you see that from our Mishnah? As far as we know right now, disregard what I explained to the Mishnah. The Gemara thinks the case of the Mishnah is one big case about a Yatoma, Shnidarsim, and a Garsha. So, Midikitana Yatoma, Reb Lazar Omer Ha'onis Chayav Vafata Patur. So, it mentions this Yatoma that the onus is Chayav and Fata Patur, Yatoma Pshita. So, the Gemara says, in other words, what do I need like this fancy case, Yatoma, Shnidarsim, and a Garsha? If I'm talking about a Yatoma, a girl whose father is dead, there's obviously nothing going to the father anymore. So obviously, in that case, then the knas would go to her. So what the Talmud of the Mishnah is teaching me, the Gemara thinks, or is that there's an equivalence, in other words, between a nara who's a yitoma and a nara who's the arsa of an garsha. He says they're both the same situation. My yitoma la'atzma, just like the yitoma, she gets the knas. So too, the Na'arush, the Tarsim and Garsha, she's also on her own and she gets it, and then that would be like Rabbi Akiva. Let me just do four more lines and then we'll do the Rashi and it'll be it. So Amar Bzeira, Amar Barashila, Amarav Hamnuna, Saba, Amarabada Baraba, Amarav, Halachik Rab Lazar. It says the halacha follows the Tana Rab Lazar in our Mishnah that if it's a Yitoma or a woman who's Nadar Savan and Garsha, so she gets the Kanas. So Kari Rab Aleid Rab Lazar, Turin de Chakime. So Rav applied the following sobriquet to Rab Lazar, that he's Tobin de Chakime, which could be the most fortunate Talmidim. So why is he the most fortunate Talmidim? So one thing they had in the art scroll is that he was Zocha to be one of the Talmidim that Rabbi Akiva taught. And he was able to understand the Torah that Rabbi Akiva taught. So in that sense, he was fortunate to be able to like be one of the people who was able to reestablish the Torah. Okay, now, just let me do a little Rashi with you and then it'll be it, okay? Now, Now, if you look in the Rashi, the first narrow line in Rashi, Rashi says, the came into Yotomahi, who cannot shalahi. In other words, since she's a Yotoma, it sounds like Rashi's learning she's literally an orphan, and her, the class is hers, va'achilte, and so the midaitan et patzalo patur. So if she, the girl who was seduced, she went along with it, she consented to it, so she's off the hook. Okay? And then if you look in the Rashi, in the Gemara, he says, he says later on, around the eighth narrow line, he says, Vikari le Yotoma, Mishum de Pakas Churav Mina, the Gabi Knasa. He says, he calls her Yotoma because the fathers of Chuyos, you know, have been terminated. Her. So it sounds like, anyway, there was, so they said that Rashi is referring to both ideas. Okay, who's got questions, comments, anything I did? Everybody good? No, we're talking about father. Father's the key element. Okay, any other questions, comments, thoughts? Okay, I'm going to move on. Okay? All right, let's see. All right, we're up to the next Mishnah. Run 8 lines from the bottom. Okay, Matt Ethan. Now, we said that in terms of the damages, and again, also I should mention, in the previous Mishnah, so I saw they had, in the article, they had Likutei Gra on the side of the page, and Likutei Gra, they said that this is like another distinction between the onus and the mafata. In other words, that was the previous Mishnah, the three differences. There's a fourth difference in terms of if, you know, Yotomo or Nitzarsa and Nagarsha, then the onus is gets the knas and not the mafata. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. What?
I say again, repeat. You said you don't want to pronounce it that one.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way in Yeshivas is onus, but it's like it's really onus if you want to do it, or anes. So this would be, you know, grammatically, but onus is the way in Yeshiva, that's the way it's always onus. Okay. Okay. Now, okay, Manitin. Okay. Now the Gemara goes through the elements of damage for the onus and the mafata. So Ezu Boshet. Now you said that the mafata gets boshet and the onus also gets boshet. Boshet is her embarrassment. So he says humiliation. So Manitin Ezu Boshet. Everything depends on the mavayesh, the one who's embarrassing her. In this case, to in other words, the social station in life of the rapist or the seducer, he says, Bahamit Bayesh, the one who's being embarrassed. In other words, obviously, if a person's like, you know, like he's a Bowery bum, so he doesn't have so much busha, you know what I mean? But if he's, you know, a significant person, you know, like let's say he's rabbi in the shul and somebody, you know, spits on him and says something, so there's more busha involved, I would think. So if you look though at Rashi on the Mishnah, Rashi says, Adam Beinoni. So Rashi says the greatest boshet is if the one who's doing the humiliation is an Adam Beinoni. In other words, if the one who's doing the humiliation is like on the lower end of the social scale, it's like, well, you would think it's worse, but Rashi says it's not as bad. Like let's not talk about the rape and seduction. Let's say somebody insults me. Let's say I'm sitting in shul. Somebody walks in, or somebody from the shul walks in off the street, and then in the middle of Kriyas Torah embarrasses me. So the Gemara learns if he's an Adam Beinoni, that's the greatest amount of embarrassment. If he's an Adam Gadol, like the fact that an Adam Gadol is involved with me, it makes it less busha. You know what I mean? Like I have like some kesher with like an Adam Gadol, you know, and like, oh, I'm on his radar. You know, that makes it like slightly less busha. And then if it's a low life, also more, well, they less way Rashi learns. So Rashi learns less busha. I would have thought low life even more busha, but that's the way Rashi learns. If I have one second, please wait. Okay. The Bayesh depends on his station in life. Okay, let me just finish the Mishnah, right? He says, the Gam is depreciation. We view her, the woman who was raped, as if she was a Shivcha, like a, you know, a Shivcha Kanani sold in the marketplace. How much was she worth before she was raped? How much she's worth now? And the Gemara will ask, what difference does it make if she's raped because she's a shepcha? And the world will get to that. Okay, one second. He says, kenas shaveh b'chol adam. The kenas is an amount that stays the same for every person. He says, v'chol sheish lo kitzvah min haTorah shaveh b'chol adam. Any precise amount the Torah gives stays the same for everybody. Okay, what's up, Fern? Now time.
I would think if we were discussing New York law, that would be correct. But maybe this last statement... But everyone has a tselem Elokim, and I would think that the embarrassed person, not the embarrassed sore, but the embarrassee, might have similar values, like there's erchin and all that. Everyone has a tselem Elokim.
Yeah, clearly, but the amount of embarrassment is not the same for depending on your station in life, you know. But anyway, but that's the way the Gemara takes it. All right. Any other questions, comments, thoughts? Okay, I'm going to move on. Okay, we're four lines from the bottom. Okay, so the Gemara says, how did you figure out, like, the woman, whether it's the woman who was raped or the mafuta, how did you figure out that she's got these other elements of damage? Maybe the let's say the onus, the 50 shkalim, that's the total of damages. Maybe that Torah is saying, you raped 50. Is that what you were advocating for, in that one rate for all?
Okay, a little
anyway.
Bit, yeah.
All right, so the Gemara is saying maybe that's the pshat. I'm Reb Zeira, Yomu Baal Bat Malachim Chamishim, Baal Bat Hadiyotu Chamishim. So he says it makes sense if a man rapes like the princess, she gets 50 shkalim, and if he rapes like a commoner, it's also 50 shkalim. Obviously, there's much more boshet, you know, ziluta if he's raping the princess. So he says, Amalei Abaye. So Bai says to him, Ihachi, if that's the case, Gabi Eved Nami. Now, Eved, he's talking about a case. Let's say you have an Eved Kanani, and my Shor Muad kills the Eved Kanani. So there, the Torah says, you pay 30 shkalim. That's the rate. You kill the Eved, 30 shkalim. So he says, Ihachi, Gabi Eved Nami, Yomru, Eved no kemar galio shloshim. So what are people going to say by the Eved Kanani? In other words, here you're assuming everything is varied, depending on who the parties are. What about the Eved Kanani that could kill? Yomru, Eved Noke Margolio Shtoshim, like the diamond cutter, it means like someone who cuts Margolio really pearls, but you mean like a very skilled Eved, he gets 30, the mask gets 30 shkalim for him. Eved Oseh, turn page on top line, Amid Beis, Eved Oseh Masi Makat, if he's a Schneider, right? A tailor, how do you say tailor in Farsi? You're getting too. Oh, you guys. Chayat? I think that's a different language. Chayat? Okay. Chayat. Okay, that's the way Farsi is. I think I can get Farsi. Okay. So he says. So anyway. So it's interesting because I mentioned this, like in Europe, like the social hierarchy, like the Schneider was, you know, sort of like on the lower end of the social hierarchy. But it seems like Gemara also. It seems like, you know, a Schneider. Anyway, so the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, Masay, a Schneider is a tailor. Okay. So, Masay Chayat Shloshim. So he says, so how come over there? It's one price fits all. Elam Reb Zeira, so how do we know that a woman who's been raped is entitled to more than 50 shkalim? How do we know that? So Am Reb Zeira, Ilu Bawal Shnayim, Echad Kedarka, Echad Shlo Kedarka, Yomru, he wants to say, let's say two men rape a woman. One rapes her from behind, you know, from behind would be like, you know, anal. Anyway, you get the idea. And one from the front. So he says, So the one who raped her from the rear, he had sort of first dibs at her. I don't know, first dibs. He's the one who raped her first. He says, so Yomru Baal Shlema Chamishim, does it make sense the one who you know had sex with her but it was the first time, he has to pay 50. Baal Paguma Chamishim, the woman who's raping her from the front, even though they're both raping her and she's a betula, but it's still not the same. In other words, it's like, you know, like a woman who's been through the rigor already. She says, you know, does that make sense? So Amalei Abaye, so Abaye said, Ihachi Gabi Eved Nami. So my Eved also said the same thing. Yomu Eved Bari Shloshim, and Eved, a healthy Eved, pay 30 shkalim, Eved Mukashkin Shloshim. So again, we can't find, we're trying to figure out a proof that there are other, we haven't been successful so far. So El Amar Abaye, so rather Abaye says, Amakra Tachar Asherina. So the Torah says that he has to pay. Let me see. It says he's going to pay Chamishim Kasef Lotel Isha Tachar Asherina, because like Ina, like he afflicted her, means for the sexual act. Hani Tachar Asherina. The 50 is for, you know, the rape, but Mechlal the Ikaboshet Begam. The Gemara takes it. That's just one element. In other words, Chamishim is Tachar Asherina, but there's more damages than the Tachar Asherina. In other words, yeah, you had the act of raping, but then you have the boshet, you have the begam. Rava Amar, Amar Kra, Benatana Isha Shochevi Malabia Nara Chamishim Kasef. Rava says, the Torah says he'll give Laisha Shochevi Ma, the one who lied with her 50 Kasef, Hanat Shchiva Chamishim. In other words, like the benefit of, you know, having had sex with her, whatever, you know, whatever, is 50. But there are other, Mechlal Ikaboshet Begam. So the Gemara deduces that there are other elements. In other words, the 50 is covering you for one act, but it's not everything. That's what the Gemara takes it. Now, the Gemara says, V'eim l'dida, so again, we're talking about a Nara that was raped. So why don't I say she gets the money? Why does the father get the money? So Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, B'nureha B'rabiya. This Pasuk is in the beginning of Parshat Matot, which we just learned a few weeks ago. It says, like, if she makes Nedarim, B'nureha Beit Aviyah, when she's still in her father's house, Kol Shevach Nureh L'Aviyah, that all, like, the income that she brings as a Nara goes to the father. So that's what the Gemara thinks, that we can't say that it goes to her. B'yelahadim Rav Hunam Rav, but Rav said, B'nayin Shemasi about L'Aviyah, how do you know that what the daughter produces goes to the father? If a man sells his daughter as an amma, and again, a man can sell his daughter as an amma ivriya, you know, when she's a katana. He says, ma amma ma siya del rabba, just like an amma, what she produces goes to her master, afbat ma siya del avia. So to a daughter, the ma siya del go to the father. So the Gemara is asking on Rav. So lamali, why do I need this whole shtickle Torah from Rav? He says, typically, mi bune rabbe avia. Why doesn't Rav use this other pasuk? So he says, Ella Hahiba Farindarmu Dichtib. So the Gemara says Rav didn't use that pasuk, because that pasuk is talking about a whole different parsha. It's talking about Hafar in the Darim. In other words, Hafar in the Darim is one issue, and then Mamoto is a different issue. Well, so fine. It's by Hafar in the Darim, the father has right with his daughter to revoke her vows, but I'll learn from there. Mamonam Isur Lo Yofinan. It was Nedarim is in an Isur. So Mamonam Isur Lo Yofinan. They're like two different mixoot. I can't learn Mamon from Isur. Now the Gemara is asking, we don't know, we're trying to learn out where we know Knas. But the Gemara said, but why don't we, in other words, why don't we say that we'll learn that Rav should learn out from Knas? The fact that the Knas goes to the father, Rav should learn that Masi does also to the father. So Rav can't learn from either one of those. So he has this pasuk. So Taka, so how do I know why is it that she can't get the money? Elam istabra. So the Gemara says it's from logic. Elam istabra davi yahavi. It's logical that it goes to the father. If I had to highlight it, this is what I would highlight. He says, d'ibay masra l'lamunuk v'lamunuk kashkin. If he, the father, wanted to, he can marry her off to a repugnant guy, a guy who's got mukashkin. And there would be boshet involved, and you know, and other things involved. So since he has that right, the father has that absolute right. The Gemara learns from Sukkim, he has that right. So Mela, it's logical that if she endures you know, and then he would get the kesef kiddushin as well. So here, where she's enduring a similar situation, logical that he should get it. Let's just see the Rashi, and then we'll pause, okay? So he says, in the Rashi, l'menuva l'mukashkin, we're on the 20th narrow line. He says, kidanam l'kaman, like we're going to learn the mission later on, the father has rights in the kiddushin of his daughter with kesef shtar and bia, meaning he can marry her off. He says, v'kim to the utterly told mamon the pogma with baisha, bushazum hashta afstei hide the pogma. So, in other words, since he has the right, in other words, like he's in other words, by in other words, since he has the right to marry off the daughter to whoever he chooses, and the daughter maybe will suffer boshed upagam. So Mela, and he's getting the kesef kibushin. So Mela, like it belongs to him as well. Okay, all right. Let me just see one second. Let me see what our article says on this. One second. Let me just take a look. One second. Right. He says, footnote 21, for he has the authority to humiliate her, and with the humiliation of cohabitation, and to depreciate her value with the depreciation of cohabitation. Okay, so that's it. Okay, whose question comes to the thing we said? Okay.
Did not say that it is the shame of the father and his daughter is violated. The father is embarrassed at that. I mean, no longer can marry a
baby
better.
Yeah,
and also, if he gives it to something, Gershin, the whole family is now.
Yeah, that's an interesting idea. So Daniel was saying, you know, isn't it like the family is somewhat busha as well? The only thing I would say though, the Torah, it's a little bit like a secular law. In other words, like emotional, like recovery for emotional injury, the emotional damages. In other words, like the way it works, if I physically injure you, then you have an action also for emotional trauma, things like that. But if I didn't physically injure you, let's say I run over, God forbid, I run over your son, and you don't get to recover for emotional trauma that your son went through, you know, something else, you know what I mean? So, but it's an interesting idea, because like in some societies, like it is like the honor of the family is impacted, I hear, but it's not something that the Torah.
Okay, you get the consortium cause of action.
Wait, one minute. Well, I think the Gemara said that a girl who is only a katana or a nara cannot bear a child. I think the Gemara said. Again. I think the Gemara learns that a child, you know, between the age of 0 and 12 and a half cannot bear another child herself. That's what I think the Gemara. That's what we're talking about. As Nara, that's what we're talking about. Yeah. I don't know, but the. But, but can she bear a child? All right. I'm not sure. Okay. All right. Okay. Yossi says the Gemara says that she. I let me look into it some more. Okay. What's up? Well, you know, he's trying to say like this that in other words, if I rape an untouched girl, right? So I get and then the second person, right? In other words, he should have greater damages than the guy who. Yeah, but we see that it's you know. So the Gemara says it doesn't make sense. So the Gemara wanted to say that doesn't make sense, but the Gemara said that by an eved, if my shor kills an eved who's healthy, or my shor kills an eved who's mukashin, it should also be different. So it's not. So in which case? Right case is the cast is the same, but the Gemara is trying to prove that there are other elements damaged. It doesn't make sense that. Like I walk off with the 50 shekel penalty. That's it. For whether, in other words, there's a difference in what I did. So the Gemara says, if that's the argument, then by the Eved should also be a difference in what I did. So the Gemara ends up rejecting that Hesver, and the Gemara has two limudim from the Pesukim. Either it's tachat asher ina implies that there are other elements of damage, or v'natani shoshochevima that for having relations with her is one thing, but there are elements of damage. Okay, any other questions? Yeah, Counselor, what's up?
How much is that worth and how does it compare to Ketubah?
Yeah, I don't remember. Okay, but I'm sure. Okay, let me move on. All right, now let's see back further in the Gemara. Okay, now, so we're around 20 lines down or midway down the column. Okay, near the small dalet. Okay, pagam, we're going to talk ilu hi shivchan and karet. So for pagam, there's an element of damage. I look at her, I view her as a shivcha that's being sold in the marketplace. She was worth A, now she's worth B. So pagam, we're going to talk ilu shivchan and karet. Hechi shaminala, how do we evaluate her? Amar, Avud Shmuel, Omdin Kamadam Rasilitain, Ben Shivcha Batula, Shivcha Ba'ula, the Shamsho. So we evaluate how much more would a person pay for having, let's say, a virgin Shivcha versus a non virgin Shivcha to serve him. So the Gemara says, Shivcha Ba'ula, the Shamsho? Ben Shivcha Batula, Shivcha Ba'ula, the Shamsho. Shivcha Ba'ula, the Shamsho, my Nachlamina. It's his maid. What does he care whether she's Batula or Ba'ula? Ella being shivcha beula, shivcha she'ena beula, la siela avdo. So, like he wants to, let's say, how much more? Let's say he wants the maid. He wants let's all focus. He wants the maid. He wants to mate the shivcha with his eved kanani. And how much more would a person pay for a shivcha who's a betula? So the avdo might not know. What does he care? That was presumably he's a master. He wants to produce offspring that'll be slaves as well. What does he care whether she's a betula or not? The eved sheishlo the rabbi koruchim in it. So it's talking about sometimes the master is very happy with the Eved. He does wonderful service for him. And this is what he wants his Eved to have, a betula. So he'd be willing to pay more for that. So he says, let's take a look at Rashi. Kohar Ruach means like he gives him a lot of nachas. He says, Kohar Ruach, Shazahir Bavodato. He is very careful that the Eved is with his service. Bafuro Selasot Lo Nachat Ruach. So in other words, you gave me nachas Ruach. I want to give you some nachas. Latimotam betula. I want my Eved to be happy. And so Betula, so how much more? Yeah. Okay, so we're here is happy shift, happy life. Okay. Yeah, any questions, comments, or thoughts?
Esther, if she wanted to, she was able to give a Tam Betula or a Tam Betula, whatever she wanted. There was a sentence over there. That,
this I have to say. I need to see this inside. Okay. All right, wait, what's up? Aaron Moshe's screen, go ahead.
Didn't we learn at the point that Rabbi Yochanan would not learn in the base mat? He would stop learning if a baby over 3 years and change came in that wasn't dressed properly?
It could be. So what's the point?
What was the reason for that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that Gemara, but 3 years and 1 day, it's like her Bia is considered to be Bia. So it's like
why? So
I assume like remember I told you there was a story about Rabbi Chanan Wasserman that when he was here in America from November of 1937 to May of 1939, so he was head of the Yeshiva Alei Torah in Baranowitz. So he was staying with somebody for a period of time. He was in the kitchen, and his host, this is like during the week, the host's daughter, who was a youngster, like 6 years old, came in a sleeveless dress and was sitting there in the kitchen, and he wanted to bench, and he didn't want to bench because she, even though she was 6 years old, like it's like an erva, he felt, because she's over 3 years and in a day, and he didn't want to say, could you take her out, because he was like a guest in the house. So he ended up waiting a very long period of time until she finally left, and then he benched. But that's the idea you're speaking about. Okay, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? You know, like, I got to tell you, the people, you know, they have ideas like the girl, she's a little bas mitzvah, nothing to worry about. You know, like let her, you know, go here and the other place. I'm saying, like, people don't realize that there are dinim about these things. And you know, like, you know, sometimes, you know, anyway, I'll leave it. Okay. Well, that's part of your problem. Okay. All right. Let's see back. Wait. Okay, wait. Lamatet Amanala? Okay. So and what does it say? Wait. I'm looking. Where does it say?
Oh, the moch you're talking about?
Yeah. The moch. All right, I need to look more at it, okay? Well, let me look some more at this, okay? Okay, so it sounds like within that one shita that the 12-year-old could become pregnant and could bear a child. So one second.
In that concern,
wait. So... All right, so you asked me about the trial. I don't know, Rafi, about the trial. Let me look, lean that, and I'll try to look a little bit more into this, okay? All right, let's wrap up the daf. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. All right, okay, we're at the next Mishnah. Okay, Manithin, everybody with me? Okay, Manithin. Komakom Shishmecher ain't Kanas. It means wherever the father could sell the daughter as an Amma Ibriya, which would be, you know, 0 to 12, he says, then he's not entitled to Kanas. He says, "V'chomakom sheish kanas," where he's entitled to the kanas when she's an arua, ain mecher. Then he can't sell her. He says, "Katana yesh la mecher ve'in la kanas." So now he spells it out, which we discussed already. The katana, if she's a katana, so she is subject to being sold, but there's no kanas if somebody rapes her. There are other elements of damage, but no kanas. Nara yesh la kanas ve'in la mecher. Nara has kanas, but no mecher. Habogeret ain la lo mecher v'lo kanas. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. So, Amar Rav Yonah Rav, Zudi Rei Rameir. So, you know this already from earlier in the Perek. So, Rav Yonah Rav, this Mishnah reflects the opinion of the Tana Rav Meir, who holds that the Knas is only when she's a Nara. We have this since the beginning of the Perek. Aval Chachamim Omrim, Yesh Knas Makom Mecher. The Chachamim say that even though he could sell her, it means that she's a Tana, there's still a Knas there. The Tani, we learn in the Braisa, Tanami bat yomechad yeshri shtei sa'arot, a katana from day one till she's 12, yesh la mecher vein la kanas. So she's something being sold, but no kanas. Mishtavish sa'arot ashti bager, it means when she's an ara, yesh la kanas vein la mecher dibur remeir. So remeir is the same as Tana's our Mishnah, and that's what we have. She'er remeir remeir, komakom shesh mecher in kanas. Remeir said when she's, you know, subject to being sold, there's no kanas. And if there's a kanas, then he can't sell her anymore. It means that when she's not my brio, she goes free when she's an arrow. But chachamim omrim, the chachamim who are mechulak with Rameir say, ktana mibat shloshen of yom echad, ktana from 3 years in one day, and that means when her bia is a bia, yad shati bager, until she becomes a bogeret. Yeah. Right, yeshla kanas. So according to Chachamim, kanas is when she's katana nara. Says so. Now the Gemara deduces kanas in mecherlo. You mean she only gets kanas but can't be sold? Ema af kanas makom mecher. So in other words, Chachamim hold from 0 to 12. In other words, the kanas she can only get from 3 years in a day. He could sell her as a amaria from 0 to age 12, and then the kanas she gets from according to Chachamim from when she's a katana, which would be 3 years in a day until she's 12. And then when she's a nara, everybody agrees she gets a kanas but can't be sold. Now, Amar Rav Chisda, my time with Rav Meir. So Rav Chisda says, what's the reason for the Tana Rav Meir who says that the kanas the Torah imposes is only for a nara? So Amar Kra, below Tiel Isha, that it says, again, the Torah says if he rapes a nara, right? That's what the Torah says. So the Torah says, Nara betula shalom rasa. So it says, and lo tia le'isha. It says, Amar kra lo tia le'isha, b'mahava atzmak t'meber. It's speaking about that the woman has to be capable of marrying herself off. In other words, when she's a Nara, her father can marry her off, but she can also marry herself off when she's a Nara. So that's what the Torah is speaking about, Nara katana. Rabbanan, the chamim hu mechulak, amre shtakish, Amakra, and here you need the Bach, Nara, spelled Nun Ayin Resh. In other words, in the Torah, it says La'avi Hana'ara. So it says Kim Sa'ish Na'ara, but it spells it, they have the Chumash, you can look. It's on page 1052 in the art scroll, the Chumash, that is. Na'ara is spelled Nun Ayin Resh, without the Hey. In other words, it's spelled effectively. So he says, Amakra, Nara, apilu ketana mashma. In other words, Reish Lakish is saying when the Torah spells the word nara in a defective fashion, it's implying not just the nara but also a ketana. He says, so shema ara papa b'reid Rav Chanan mibeich keluchid. So Rav Papa, the son of Rav Chanan from Beit Keluchid, heard this whole hesber. Azal amra kamid Rav Sin Barashi. He went and repeated it before Rav Sin Barashi. Amar lei, Rav Sin Barashi said to him, atuna hamat nitula. You learn Reish Lakish's statement goes on this halacha to explain why the Chachamim hold that the knas by the onus is by katana and by nara. Anana hamat nitula. But we learn the statement Reish Lakish has made concerning the following halacha. Amar Reish Lakish, motzi shem ra la katana patur. The Reish Lakish said, if a person is motzi shem ra la katana, so this is a different portion of the Torah. A man marries a woman and he says she wasn't a betula. Shenemar benatnu l'aviya nara. It says they'll give to the father the nara. Nara malei tiber akatov. So there, nara is spelled perfectly. So he's saying that it does not apply to a katana. So lechora, we think right now that this Rav Simin is saying we heard Reish Lakish's hesber is going on here. Teach me that motzi shemra is only when she's a nara, not when she's a katana, because nara is spelled completely nun ayin reish hey. Says Makiv Ravada Barava. Ravada Barava, and again, kafta is a strong kash, usually based on svara. Tama the kash brachmana nara. So the only reason I know that is because it spells nara completely, so it's a nara. Halav haki avamina filu katana. Baktiv and mera yadvar zalom subitulin lanara. The sinara petakvavia uskalua. Torah says, if it's true that she was Mizane, so we're going to give her a skila. He says, Uktan la baroshini. So how could I even have a havamina to even think that it'll be talking about a katana when here the Torah is saying that if she was Mizane, she gets skila, and a katana is not subject to onshin from the Torah. So Ella kanara. So the limud was as follows. Here it's a nara by Motzi Shemra, and that's Vavai, it's a nara. Hakoma kol shenemar nara afilu katana mashma. So in other words, I don't need to prove by the Motzi Shemra. By the Motzi Shemra, it's clear that it's just a nara. It's definitely not a katana. But from the fact that by the Motzi Shemra spells nara completely with the hay and elsewhere it doesn't, from there I could deduce in other places, not by the Motzi Shemra, but it means even including a katana. Okay, who's your questions, comments, thoughts? What's up?
I say nara without the hay, is it to say that even though she is a female, she looks like a nara, it's not the point you can distinguish?
That's your own thing. I haven't seen that anywhere.
It says nara.
Okay. Let me just send it.
So this might be.